This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 2 for Daf Pei Zayin Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, about 21 lines down, a little bit below Tosos V'Likvura, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Chiya. Says the Gemara like this, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Chiya, Delo Neder Udelo Shvua. Let's say your husband wrote, remember the whole topic of the Mishnah. A husband writes to his wife in Ishtar that, don't worry, you don't have to take a Neder or a Shvua for me. So if he wrote that Delo Neder Lo Shvua, that no vow, no Shvua at all, no oath, Hu Eino Hechola Hashbia, so he, the husband, cannot give her a make or take a Shvua. Avol Yorshin Mashbiyin Osa. But the Yorshin can, because he didn't write anything about the Yorshin, so they have every right to make or take a Shvua, just the husband cannot. But if you use the language of Naki Neder Naki Shvua, you're going to be clean of taking a Neder or a Shvua. That includes the Yorshim as well. Bein hu, vein Yorshim, ein mashbiyinosa. Why? Because what is that? What's the connotation there? Hachi kamala. What he's basically saying, Tari, is menakis mi shvuasa. You are going to be clean from any Shvua. If you, Rashi says, if you look a bit, a little bit more than halfway down, so we know that's one halacha that applies only to the husband. But naki neder, that means menakis mishvuasa midin shvua completely. There's no din shvua that applies to at all, and that includes the Yorshim cannot make or take an oath either. Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Chiya. So Rav Yosef, that was Rabba in the name of Rabbi Chiya. This is Rav Yosef in the name of Rabbi Chiya, and says like this: Dulo neder, dulo shvua. So far, that's the same. Dulo ned, dulo shvua. I'd write a star that I won't make you take an ed or a shvua. So the husband cannot be make or take an oath, but the yorshim can. Naki neder, naki shvua. What about if you use the language of being clean from an oath? Bein hu vein yorshim mashbinos. It's the exact opposite. Then he and the yorshim have the right to make or take an oath, because naki doesn't mean anything. Hachi karma. Because what then? What did he mean by that? Naki nafshach bishvuasa, meaning you will cleanse yourself by taking a shvua. That's what it means. In this Rashi says, naki nafshach bishvuasa im yach shaduch. If they're going to suspect you, so you may need to take an oath. And that can be one explanation of what it means. Now, it can be interpreted in this way, and because we can interpret it in this way, we always assume the one who, in this case, the woman is wants to be exempt from taking a shvua. So we say, listen, we don't assume that you don't have to take a shvua. You want to collect from the husband, saying, we're going to interpret the language of Naki in a way that's to your detriment, and that's why, because that's what we generally would do if you want to collect the money. Then the Gemara continues, Sholach Rabbi Zakan Amarukva, Bein Delo Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua, Bein Delo Neder, Uvein Denaki Neder, so, Benichse, Hu Eino Yachol Lahashbia, Avol Yorshin Mashbinosa, Minichsaya Elaine, Bein Hu, Uvein Yorshav Ein Mashbinosa. So let's go through this very carefully. Here, Rabbi Zakai sent the following message to Maruk. But it goes like this. Whether you said, we're dividing into the Shvua and the Neder, meaning Lo Naki, Lo Shvua or Naki Shvua are going to be the same, and Lo Neder and Naki Neder are going to be the same. And what it depends on is not whether I said Naki or I said Lo, but rather, binich say, if the husband wrote, you have no neder, or you're clean of a neder, or clean of a shvua, or no, there is no shvua regarding my binich say, meaning my possessions, my property, so then the husband cannot make or take a shvua, because he wrote regarding my property. Aval yorshim nashbinosa, but the yorshim can, because the husband said only, the father only said my property. So the key is not about whether you said Naki or you said lo, but either way, whether you said lo or you said Naki or lo, if the father said nichsai, my property, so then he cannot impose an oath upon this woman, not his wife, but the Yorshim can. But if he said nichsaya Elaine, these possessions, not my possessions, these possessions, then bein hu, vein yorshav, ein mashbinosa, then even the Yorshim cannot make or take a shvua, because the language that he's using here is is the property in general. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abashol ben Ima Miriam, Bein Delo Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua, Bein Delo Neder, Bein Denaki Neder. So according to Rav Nachman and Shmuel, the same thing. We're not going to make a chiluk between Naki or Lo, but he adds on the following. Bein Minichsai, Bein Minichsai Eilein. And even if he said not only my nechas and my possessions, but these possessions in general. Bein Hu, Bein Yoshav. Whether it's him or the Yoshim, Ein Mashbiyanosa. They cannot make her take a shvua. Why? Because saying lo neder or saying naki, that applies to everything, and that applies even if he says nichsai, that includes even the Yoshim cannot make her take a shvua. Avol ma'aseh, but what can I do? Sharei amru chachamim habali para minichsei yisomim lo para labishvua. But what can I do? The practice is, the minig is, that this is, we do allow, we only allow a woman to collect from the Nechasei Yisomim through the Shvuah. And this is a Dindur Rabbanan. Take a look at Rashi. It's about 8 or so lines before the Mishnah. Dula olam yorshin mashbin osa in mesu. If the husband died, v'hine fras mehem, she wants to collect from the Yisomim. That's the minug, and that's the way it is, even if even though, technically speaking, according to the letter of the law, it shouldn't have to be that way. And that would be true whether you use the language of Naki or the language of Lo. And whether you, even if you said Nichsei Elaine, it doesn't, or even if you just said Nichsei, they don't have the right to take a Shvua. But the halacha is that we require a Shvua. The Ika de Ami Lamasnisa. And some say that this was not a statement of Amoraim, as we mentioned over here, right? We had Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, but rather this a Brisa said this. Abashol ben Ima Miriam, meaning in the Brisa, early we had Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel quoting Abashol ben Ima Miriam. Here we have a Brisa that mentions Abashol ben Ima Miriam himself. Abashol ben Ikadami Lam Masnis, it's a Brisa. Abashol ben Ima Miriam Amar, Bein Delo Shvua, Bein Denaki Shvua, Bein Delo Neder, Bein Naki Neder, my possessions or these possessions, Beinu Vein Yoshav, whether it's him or the Yoshim, Ein Mashbina. So once again, technically, they would not be able to take a Shvua if they wrote such a star. So what can I do though? In practice, Shari Amru Chachamim Habal Yiparan Minichsei Yisomim Lo Yipara El B'Shvua. So this is just a new version saying, a different version saying the same thing, but instead of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel quoting Abishol, now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki ben Ima Miriam. Where he says, Halacha follows this Abishol ben Ima Miriam. We begin the Mishnah, HaPogemis Ksuvasa. This is a woman who is Pogem, who makes defective of her Ksuva, who impairs the Ksuva, where she comes and admits that part of it was already paid to her. Lo Tipara El B'Shvua. She wants to collect the rest of it. She has to take a Shvua. And we'll explain that, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. Eid Echad Mi'ida Shipru. Well, let's say there's one witness who says that the ksuva was paid, and this is now, this is not about part of it being paid. This is a case where the woman says, you owe me the whole ksuva, and here you have a witness that says, no, the ksuva is already paid. Lo tipar el b'shvua. She cannot collect with a shvua. This is a general halach. If you have eid echad testifying, we'll see in the Nisun Gemara, you have to, in order, because there's one aid, although it's not two aidim, nonetheless, you have to take a shvua because of that one aid. Let's say the woman comes to collect her ksuva from the Nichsei Yisom, the property of the orphans, or Nechasim Shubadim, where she's going to the Lekuchos, where the people purchased this land that was a lien upon it, now it's in the hands of someone else, Mishalab Bafanov, or the husband's not there, Lo Tipar L'Bishvua. In all of these cases, she has to take a Shvua. If you look at the last Rashi, Minichasim Mishubadim, Rashi says like this. Why is it that in this case of Minichasim Mishubadim, the truth is the case, same reason for the other cases as well. Mishum di'ihave gavim in halove gufei. Let's say you have a case where a malve comes, and a mother comes with a shtar and wants to collect from the lova, you owe me $1,000 for my debt. And the lova says, you know, I paid you. Swear to me that I didn't pay you. I'm reading with shvuas, the halacha is, we learn masecha shvuas, we make the malve, the creditor, even though he's holding the document, because lova said, I paid you already, we make him swear that he indeed was not paid. But if let's say he does not make a claim, so we, if the lova doesn't make a claim, we don't make a claim for on behalf of the lova. Hey, maybe you didn't get paid back. Maybe the lova paid you back already. However, not good shtara, because the mavel is holding on to a shtar. The assumption is that he's able to collect, unless the lova and the shtar and the loan was not paid back. Unless, of course, the lova claims to have paid it back. But if you have a case of lukuchos, where people purchase property, anantaninon, we do make a taina. Because now, what is the malva coming to do? He's coming to collect, or the woman is coming to collect from the lukuchos. Let's talk about a case of malva. The malva, oh, the lova is not paying up. So he goes to the lukuchos and says, okay, there's a lien on the property. Now I get to pay. The lova has no money. I'm going to collect. So there, anantaninon, we will be towing on behalf of the lukuchos. Why? Dilma I have a gavis min halove. Had the lova been here, the lova is not here. Had the lova been here, have a time lach ishtavali dilo pratech. The lova himself would have made a claim. Hey, malveya, I see you have that document, but I paid you back already. Swear to me that I didn't. And as we said before, the malva would have to take a shvua. So hashta, now that the lova is not there, and the lova is really the baal. The baal's not around. The baal passed away. The baal is not in his presence, because he's the one who's going to have to end up paying the ksuva. So tainina, non-tainina, we're going to be towing for him. The baal is almost like the lova in this case. He's the one who's going to have to pay the ksuva. Open up the mouth of the mute. You got to help the mute out. Who? That's what this case is like. And the same thing is true not only for Nechasim Yishubadim. The same logic applies to where she is collecting from Nechasim Yishomim and where she's collecting and the husband is not there. Kul Mishim Haitama, all of these is for the same reason. Okay, we move on in the Mishnah. Habogemes Ksuvasa Ketzad. What's the case of where the woman is Pogemes Ksuvasa? Haisa Ksuvasa Elev Zuz. Let's say the Ksuvasa 1,000 Zuz. Vamar Lois Kabalt Ksuvaseich. And what happened? Vamar the husband said to her, hey, you received the whole ksuva already. The Omer Slos Kabalti El Amana. So there she admits to having collected a money. Let's say 100 is, so let's say 1/10 of it. Loti Parla B'Shvua. You want to collect the rest of it? You think the 900 you your own? No, now you need a Shvua. And the Gemara will explain that. What's the case of one aid says it was already paid back and we make her now take a Shvua? Yeah, it goes like this. Hasik Suvasa, Elev Zuz. V'Amar Log His Kabat Suva Seich. And one aid, she brings the Ksuva. And it says, what do you mean? You already paid the ksuva. The omeslo is kabalt. You know, I didn't receive anything. I wasn't paid back at all. Start again. The aid's not there yet. The husband said, you got your ksuva. I paid it already. And she says, no, I didn't. And one aid is, veidachon mi'idashi prua, is testifying that it was paid. Lo ti para elul b'shvua. She has to pay back. She could only collect the rest of the ksuva, with a shvua. The Rishonim have an interesting machlokas whether or not some claim what if the husband wrote neder shvua ainli alayich, whatever, you don't have to. So here, does she have to take a shvua? So some claim absolutely not. If he wrote her, I don't need you're exempt from any shvuos, so this is a shvua she would exempt from. And others say no, not this. That is where there's a claim between the two of them. But if there's an aid that's claiming and defending the husband's position, so maybe she would have to take a shvua, even if he wrote, I'm exempting you from shvuas. And now the last case. Minechasim Mishubadim Ketzad. What's the case of collecting from Nechasim Mishubadim? Machar Nechasav La'acherim. If, let's say, the husband sold his property to other people, remember, all of his property, there's a lien upon it to pay back the ksuva. V'inifras men alukuchos, and he had no property except that. So she can collect her ksuva from the kuchos, and that's what she's coming to do. Still, loti para el b'shvua. She has to, she wants to collect. She has to collect with a shvua that she wasn't paid the ksuva yet. Minichsei yisomim ketzad, the same thing. Meis v'niach nechasav liyisomim. He passed away, and now the property belongs to his son, his children. V'nifras b'nei yisomim. She comes to collect her ksuva from the yisomim. Lo tipara ela b'shvua. And shela b'funav ketzad. What if it's the case where he's not around, he's not present? Halach lo l'medinas hayam. He went overseas. V'nifras shela b'funav. She's collecting the ksuva not in his presence. And nifras ela b'shvua. And we explained from that last Rashi in all of these cases the reason why. Because ta'aninon. So this is as if we're making a taina on behalf of the husband who's either not here or passed away. Because that's something that a lover potentially could do. So we do that on behalf of the husband. Now we turn to Amud Beis, and the Mishnah concludes Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kolzman shi tovas ksuvasa, hayorshin mashbiyin osa, but v'mein tovas ksuvasa, ein hayorshin mashbiyin osa. Says Rabbi Shimon it's not clear what Rabbi Shimon is going on, we'll see in the Gemara, but he says, when she's being claiming her ksuva, then the yorshin can make her take an oath. The yorshim can make her take an oath. But if she's not being tovei ksuva, so they cannot make her take an oath. We have to see what is going on, because it sounds like that the yorshim in all these cases can make her take an oath. We'll have to see, and it sounds like she's being tovei ksuva, so we'll have to see what Rabbi Shimon really means. Says the Gemara like this. Sava Rabbi Bar Chama lemeamar shvua d'oraisa. So Rabbi Bar Chama thought to say, logically, that this shvua that this woman is taking in this case is mida oraisa. Why is the shvua mida oraisa? Because I'll explain to you why. Dekatan masayim. What's the case here? The husband is claiming, I paid you 200 azuz of the I paid you the ksuva. Let's say the kamo de lebimeya. And what is the woman saying? Yeah, I agree. You paid me 100. So havi lahodel mixas ataina. This is a classic case of modim mixas. V'cholam modim mixas ataini shavah. And that is a shvua oraisa that you have to take. So that's exactly what's happening in our Mishnah. That must be a shvua d'oraisa. So Amar Rava, no, shtei tshuvas v'dor. I can challenge you, respond to this, what you think is logical, that shvua d'oraisa from based on two things. Number one, chadak dechala nishbarin shabbat Torah nishbarin v'lo mishalman. I'll explain to you why this cannot be the classic case of modim mixas, where the shvua is d'oraisa. Because mi d'oraisa, all the people who take an oath are take an oath and don't pay. That's the way it usually works. And that's the think about every case, all the classic cases. Let's say a shomer, he takes a shuas hashomerim. No, I wasn't negligent. Whatever it is, okay. Now I'm exempt. Modim b'miksas. I take a shvua that I don't owe you the rest of it, and he doesn't end up paying. But here, this is a case where what v'hinish bas and v'hinish bas v'notelis. And this is a case where the woman is swearing. And she's going to, after she swears, she is not being, it's not where I'm swearing so I don't have to pay. This is where I swear something and now I collect money. This is not about usually you swear, okay, now I'm exempt. I'm certainly not collecting money. I'm trying to exempt myself from paying money. I swear and I don't have to pay. But to swear to collect money, we don't swear to collect money. We swear to be exempt from paying. And here she is swearing and she's collecting money by swearing. But Odin, moreover, why this can't be a shvua d'oraisa. Einish b'ayin al kfir ashibet kakos. Also, mi d'oraisa, you don't swear where there's a case of kfira, being where you're denying, where there's a lien on land. And that's what's, and here is the same thing. There is a lien on the husband's property to pay her ksuva. And generally speaking, we don't have such a thing. Take a look at, let's do the Rashi before that. Ishban v'lo mishalmin. Second line there. Mi shetovin oso nishba. The person with taveya swears. Shemav lakach ba'olav lo yishalem. Mi shalav yishalem hu nishba. The one who potentially had to pay swears. And then he swears and he's empty. And then kol shtoro shibut karkos hein ve'enish banal karkos. So this is referring to the following. Rashi makes this point that you don't make geshvua on karka because we only make geshvua on something that is movable, metaflin, and the gufo mamon, and has inherent value. That excludes karka. So, and the Gemara says on the daf mem beis and given masecha shvuos that we learn that you don't, that since you're exempt from taking a shvua on karka, so that would be the same thing. Let's say you create a situation of modib mixas by karka. Let's say, oh, you owe me two sections of land, and he says, no, I own you only one. So, but the other one, I don't owe you. You don't take a shvua on that. And the same thing would be true here. If there is a claim, and there is a lien on land that's part of that claim, meaning that, oh, you have a claim, you owe me money from the ksuba money, and by the way, there's karka that's involved. If you don't pay me cash, I'm going to take a metaklin, I'm going to take karka. So that also relates to land, and therefore you wouldn't be swearing on a doraisa level for a payment of ksuba, since it involves a lien on property. So based on those two arguments, says Rava, this cannot be a shvua doraisa. You don't take a shvua and then collect money. You don't take a shvua on something that involves a lien on land. So therefore, Ela Marava midirabanan. This is a shvua derabanan that we make the woman swear in this case. And why is that? Why did the Chachamim institute this at all? So the Gemara explains. De para dayik, the one who's paying back money, pays careful attention to what he's paying. The mipra, but the one who's being paid, lo daik, is not going to be so careful. So therefore, we assume that the husband is more careful than the wife. So the wife therefore has to take a shvua that you didn't really, maybe the husband paid the ksva, or paid you more, and you didn't pay attention to that. V'ramu rabbanan shvua lo. So the rabbanan therefore imposed a shvua on this woman in advance, so she would know, I have better be careful to see what the husband's paying me, because I'm going to have to take a shvua regarding that. Kihei tetaduk, so she's going to be careful. Take a look at Rashi. Elam Arava, the second thin line, he shvua, Elam Arava, midirabanan he shvuazu. This is a shvua derabana, my timer, de paradaik, one who's paying is careful. That would be the husband, and the wife is not going to be that careful. Vim tomar, belo pogim nami, hakai malon, bishvuos di yomale ishtavali, delo pratich, mishabin onle. So Rashi's asking like this. You have in the Masecha Shvuos that if you have, let's say, classic case of a malva and a lova. The malva comes with a shtar and says, you owe me $1,000, and the lova says, oh no, I paid it already. So there's no pogemes. There it's not like someone says, the lova admitted to part of it. He didn't admit to anything. And yet the halacha is, the iom alei ishtava li delo pratech mashbi inalei. If the lova says to the malva, I see you have a document there, but I want you to take a shvua. No, I paid already, and I know you have a document, and I want you to swear to me that indeed I didn't pay. So then the malva has to take a shvua. V'hainami, in the case of this woman as well, hakatoin le pratich, so umatzorach pibigima. What's happening? The husband said, I paid you your ksuva already. So why does she only take a shvua? We impose the shvua where she said, because I paid you part, you only paid me part of it. You know, you claim me 200, then you pay me the 200, no, you only pay me 100. So you don't need even pigima. And if she said you didn't pay me anything, he would have the right, almost like being the lova in this situation, to make her, being the malva in this situation, to make her swear, even without being pogging the ksuva, even without impairing the ksuva, even without having said that you got paid part of the ksuva. And by an eidachad as well, where one aid is saying it was paid already, even without one aid, must be in a law, she should have to take a shvua. So har parchino le b'shvua. So Rashi points that out, says that Gemara and Shvuas asks that question. Ma bein zel pogim shtaro. What's the difference between the classic case and the pogim ashtar? Why should there be? What's the difference? Even when there's no pigima, we allow we can make them take a shvua, the malva to take a shvua. Umishanina la hachi, we answer like this. Hasam ki pagim va'amale hai pratich mashbi inale va'filu lo ta'an lo zehi shavali. So the difference, aval ki, let's finish, aval ki lo pagim, but if there's no pigima, afilo amale pratich, ilo amale behed yishtav ali, if you didn't tell him explicitly, swear to me, amale zil shlim, we tell him, go pay dahanak Makit Shtara because he's holding on to the Shtar. Here's the difference. The difference is that in the case of the Malva and the Lova, classic case where there's no Pigima, the Malva says, you owe me $1,000. The Lova says, no, I don't. So we don't impose a Shvua on the Malva unless the Lova demands it. But when it comes to the case of the Pogemes Ksuvasa, so that's the point, is that when you're Pogame in the Ksuva, then we require you to take a Shvua even if the other person, the husband, the defendant, or the husband in this case, doesn't demand it. The Beis Din will demand it. So that's the difference. When it comes to regular cases, we can, if it's demanded, then it's required, even if you're not Pogame. In the case of Pogame, it's even if it's not demanded.